is one of those efforts that we really think is necessary in terms of better recruitment, retention, and to the job market, not only today, but over time, the next 5 to 10 years. And what we're looking to get out of this program is that it offers quite a bit of flexibility in terms of pay banding. We've created broad career paths and pay bands for greater pay potential for employees. We found in our recruiting that sometimes our, our GS structure, general grade structure, is pretty rigid in terms of, you know, competing not only for corporate talent, but also within the federal government itself.
And how long has this project been underway? Is it new, or is it has it been around, and is it migrating to more employees?
Well, in terms of the pilot process and working in collaboration with OPM, we have actually been working since 2004.
Okay.
But started the effort in earnest as we have partnered with the Office of Personnel Management. So if you want to look at from then to where we are today, it's almost 5 years.
And did the employees have some part in fashioning this program?
Certainly, certainly. We've went through a process of disseminating surveys. We've had small groups where we've talked to individuals in terms of getting and evaluating their concern. We've had larger groups in terms of evaluating ideas. We've had surveys. And we've had cross-cutting design teams that actually cross-feed information back and forth. And you're absolutely correct in that there are a lot of examples where employees were a little bit fearful, a little bit concerned in terms of where we're heading with this. But we've been able to pretty much alleviate most of those concerns.
And so from the GS-15, you say they're migrating to 6 broad pay bands. Can you give us descriptions of who they would be?
Yes. Essentially, most pay banding concepts will take into the fact that you have both an administrative professional and in our case, a scientific staff. So pay band 1, for instance, would be GS 1 through 4, 2, GS 5, 7, 3, 9, 11, 4, 12, 13, and 5, 14, and then GS 15 at the highest pay band of pay band 6. So you can see that's a broader scale of range than having the 15 different grade.
And so, okay, we're talking with Tony Thompson. He's the Assistant Administrator in the Office of Management at the Food and Safety Inspection Service at Agriculture. And so what about the job functions covered? You mentioned there's professional managers, and there's also people who are really the scientists and people that do the food inspection itself. So is the system designed to accommodate both types of functions, or probably more than that?
It's designed to cover multiple functions in those areas where you also cover supervisory position or management positions or just a high level technical expertise, but you also primarily, I say, if we were targeting one core area in terms of recruitment and retention, is our public health veterinarians. That's an area where it's been extremely difficult over the last 5 or 10 years to actually recruit at the desired levels, and once you get them, to also be able to retain them.
So these are people that inspect herds, for example, and
that would be one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is they are also employed not only in the core inspection process, but they're also managers. They also advise in terms of testing and sampling. So it's a pretty broad responsibility.
We're talking this morning to Tony Thompson, Assistant Administrator for the Office of Management at the Food Safety and Inspection Service at USDA, about their new pay bands. And so, Mr. Thompson, have you found that this helps you retain employees, that giving people the benefit of more money in their paycheck as a result of their good performance is actually helping with retention?
At this point in time, we are just entering the actual application of the process. Again, as noted at the start of the discussion this morning, we actually implement the system on the 19th of July. But in terms of being able to, we think, engage in competing, I think the feedback and the early returns are that this is going to be an excellent way for FSIS, Food Safety and Inspection Service, to remain competitive in a shrinking talent pool as we look, you know, at the systems that will assist and attract and retain talented employees, such as those scientific and academic individuals that I alluded to.
Well, I was wondering if the performance parameters for a given individual that their manager would have to judge them on, are you able to fine-tune it enough to take into account the specific thing they do? Say, I don't know, I'll just make it up, and suppose someone's job is to, as we said, inspect a herd.
Yes.
So would the job, would their performance depend on saying, well, they can tell the difference between a mad cow and a happy cow, and therefore, yes, you know, there was fewer problems from the herds this person inspected? I'm making that up. Is that the kind of fine-grained detail that can get in there?
I think I can bridge this discussion to say that.
That's what they really do.
Yes. actually, we feel that this system will be more precise in terms of expectations, not only on the part of the employee, but also on the part of the manager. You know, many of our rating systems, they've evolved over the years where we are more precise in what we're asking our employees to do. In case of an inspector, a lot of it is activity-based, you know, how many, head count go through in a passing, a day or in over a shift. But again, it's much more than that in terms of, you know, the quality of what's being inspected and, you know, that person's individual role in that process. And not only that, you know, we have pretty specific effectiveness measures and guidelines that we issue from our executive staff all the way down to the folks on the inspection line. And so how do you communicate that? And we feel this system will have a cascading effect to be able to communicate those expectations down to the inspector level in the agency.